Welcome back to Charlotte Crosby Always On. I'm going to be coming to your ears as often as I can, updating you on absolutely everything from my family life, inside my relationship, and even what my Geordie showmates are up to these days. Now, this one's an interesting one. I decided to drag Jake with me today because I thought, right, you haven't been on the podcast for a while, Jake.
No, and, you know, it's just no surprise to me anymore that I get roped into these things last minute. So
I rope you in when I need extra listeners.
All right, great. Hi, guys.
So you're my golden goose. So I thought today, just like something fun to do, you know, we don't need therapy. We're really good in a really good relationship. But I think everyone can benefit from it. You don't have to just have therapy.
So we're doing couples therapy?
Yes.
I was quite enjoying my coffee, but okay.
You don't just have to have therapy when you're having a bad time. You know, in America, people have therapy and life coaches every single day of their lives. And it's just quite a good thing, really. I think actually that should be implemented in England because it can just help.
I have friends who, like, it's nothing to do with couples, more about therapy every day. Successful business people,
yeah,
and like I say, my friends who are flying at the moment, they still go,
yeah,
to see someone and like advance on.
It's
all
good
they already know.
To feel like you have someone who you can just talk to,
yeah.
Or if you're in a relationship doing it, who can be that third person?
Fresh pair of eyes
and ears, Jake.
Wow.
So I've got some really good questions for you.
Fire away. Let's get this party started.
I googled top couples therapy questions. I'm going to just start with these ones first.
Right. You just farted? That's disgusting. We're in a room with no windows.
I know.
Ugh.
It's hot in here as well. Right, so...
Right, I think we need to start off like when your partner farts.
No.
How do you deal with that in an enclosed room?
Oh, it's a bit smelly, that one. Right, disgusting. So guys, this is what we're going to start with. I am Charlotte Crosby, the therapist for today, but also I am Charlotte Crosby, the one in the relationship. So I'm playing two roles today.
Right.
Jake, Charlotte, you're here today for a little bit of therapy. I think at first, I just want to get to know you. I want to, because this is what the therapist would say.
Right.
I just want to get to know how you are in a relationship. You know, what the roles are. What's the love language? What's the dynamic here? You know, what is the dynamic between this couple? Can you not interrupt the therapist, please?
Well, we need to give you a therapist's name so I can differentiate what I'm talking
right,
about and
Paula.
Who. Paula? Where have you plucked Paula from?
Paula. So I just want to get to know what is the glue that holds this relationship together, first of all. So
yes, Paula.
You and Charlotte met 2 years ago. I know that. What is your love language, Jake?
I don't know what love language means.
Oh, for God's sake, it's going to be a long podcast. Right, love language is... Right, how do you explain
this? You don't
even
know yourself.
I know what it means.
Come on, Paula.
So, for example, shall Charlotte tell you hers, Jake?
Yeah, I'd love Charlotte to pop up here and give her a voice.
Right, so I have a love language. This is what really makes me feel loved. My love language is affection. I love touching, holding hands, kissing your lips, smelling your chin.
You do smell my chin a lot.
Biting your back.
You bite my back a lot, and that's going to sound weird, but it's really nice.
And your eyebrow, I like to bite.
Yeah, why? I mean, out of all my body parts, eyebrow.
I know. So my top number one love language is affection.
Yeah.
Now, shall I tell you the love languages that there is? Because you won't know.
Oh.
So there's affection.
Right.
There's gift buying. So someone could feel loved if they're big. And for you, your love language is gift buying because you gift buy.
I buy, right. Now, it doesn't have to be an expensive gift. It could be like a wham bar from the shop.
Yeah,
right?
But you are...
But I give because it makes me happy when you receive a gift and it puts a smile on your face.
That's your love language.
Yeah.
That is your love... So
definitely.
That is what you... Because you
me.
Love to do it. You are affectionate as well, though, but I would say gift buying is number
1%.
Because when I first got with you, I was showered... Flowers, roses, gifts, candles, chocolates, perfume.
I've stopped buying flowers now, though, because you just leave them in the box thing and they just stay there.
Actually, that is really slipped, really. I don't... That doesn't happen
anymore.
And
as well, can I say one thing?
What?
I think the novelty's worn off of you with flowers now, because they get them that much. It's like, oh, yeah, cheers. It's just part of it. It's not like, oh, my God, that's so nice. It's just because I've got that many of them now. So now I just like to do it here and there.
Right, okay, then. That's fine. Because you're still affectionate, which is one of your love languages.
Yeah.
Another love language is acts of service, which means, So Holly likes it when she likes to get acts of service. That's her love language, right, and affection. But she would prefer Jacob to do the housework,
yeah,
and she feels really loved then because he's helping her out.
I would say that's also mine.
No, that's just your OCD. Because you know I don't really care if you're doing the housework. I could live in a mess.
So like I like it when you do the housework. That's when I feel loved.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
Jesus Christ, I'm learning.
All I do is housework, and believe it or not, like you think I don't do much with my time at the moment.
I don't think
listen. So like when you keep something tidy or you keep on top of things, I go, oh, do you know what? She's really appreciated like the 2 hours that I've gone into cleaning the kitchen.
So actually, now that I know that that's how you like to receive love,
yeah,
so you now know acts of service is how you there like to go. Receive.
I'm quite glad I've come on this podcast.
So actually, I know that if I do a bit of tidying, not only is it good for like hygiene,
keeps me in a great mood,
it's actually you're going to feel really loved
honestly,
by it.
And I'm not just saying
which would maybe make me want to do it a bit more.
Well, I mean, music to my ears, if I'm honest.
So there is also, let's just get this up.
Well, look, the five love languages.
There's five.
So physical touch quality
definitely.
Time. I'm going to be honest here, right? And it's not a bad thing because we have got a baby and life for us right now, I mean, life for me right now has dramatically changed.
Yeah.
And it's just not 100 mile an hour. It's a million mile an hour. I do think we have lacked in quality time. Do you not agree?
We have, but that's not my love language.
No, but I'm just bringing it up. Cause it's there.
Yeah, we have. But we can talk about that next point. Paula will bring that up, Jake.
Okay, sorry, Paula.
But what we need to know is that actually the things that really are important to us is acts of service and affection, do you think?
Yeah, and gift buying.
But that's important for you to give, but I'm not...
Yeah, but it's important for me to give it, so it makes me happy.
Anyways,
to make you happy.
Next question. Okay. We've learned a lot there, I think, actually.
I know,
this impressed. Therapy session's really doing us well so far.
I love Paula.
She's great, isn't she? She's got lovely... She's got auburn hair, you know.
Pardon?
Auburn.
I know, I can see her.
Right, so... pardon me. God,
it's a burping, farting. What is this?
Oh, God, this is a bit of a hard question. One of the most popular questions is... In the therapy, in couples therapy, are you seeing anyone else?
No.
You wouldn't have time to.
Fucking hell, I know.
Actually, this is a big one, right? And it is actually a serious question that I want to ask you.
Fire away.
Are you satisfied with our intimacy?
I would say I am very much satisfied,
mm-hmm,
given our current situation.
Oh.
We have a baby.
Yeah.
We work a lot.
Yeah.
We haven't got as much time and energy,
mm-hmm,
because we distribute in other areas. But when we do,
yeah,
we then have our intimate moments.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You know, what I must say is intimacy isn't just sex.
No.
But me and you are intimate every single day. There is not a day that we, you know, kissing on the lips,
yeah,
kissing with tongues,
smacking each other's bums,
feeling each other's body parts. I like to constantly do the bum massages.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I'll be in the middle of something and you'll be doing it and I'll be like, Charlotte, I need to crack on with it. Like, yeah.
But we're always touching each other.
Then you'll be chasing me around the house like this
intimacy,
and I'm like, right.
But when it comes to the sexual intimacy, Jake,
yeah,
I think we both realise there's times that we know we've got certain times we can get it.
Yeah.
It's not just a thing that can just happen randomly now.
No.
We realise that.
Yeah.
Do we?
I realise.
It's not just going to happen, you know.
I mean, I think it's
2 p.m. in the day.
It
like,
took me longer to realise it.
Yeah, it did.
And that was just part of me probably growing up and maturing a little bit more, mm-hmm, and understanding about women more after
pregnancy.
Post-pregnancy,
yeah,
if that makes sense. Because I did have a little bit of a, oh, God, you dropped me. And then I was putting it on myself, like, does she fancy me anymore? This and the other. But again, this is the first baby we've ever had. So I needed to understand and put myself in your shoes more, which I think I have a bit more now.
You have. We've just both really levelled out that, like, we know we'll get it, like, on our nights away.
Yeah.
Or...
But even sometimes on nights where it doesn't happen, and that's fine, because the most important part is just spending time and be happy.
Quality
with
time. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It does still happen.
Yeah, it does. Listen, there's no pressure. It happens, it doesn't. It's just, it is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
It is. We did try to spice things up, though, didn't we?
Of your dice.
We got some sex dice and we rolled them and it was like...
No, it was a bit off-putting, if I'm honest.
We kept landing on like weird things.
Blow
like,
nipple.
Blow nipple. So he was like...
I think I needed to be more like, drunk, if I'm honest.
Shall we roll this dice
game?
Again? This really isn't doing anything for me. And then it was like, lick lips. Right, okay.
Come on, Paula.
Now, there is this actual... There's stuff about marriage, but we're not married. So I suppose my question to you is, so, like, do you, like...
I'm sick of answering these questions about getting married.
Do you want to marry me?
Absolutely, but, Charlotte, what you need to understand is, like, I'm not just going to say to you and turn around and go, do you want to get married? Like, it has to be in the right setting, in the right environment. And these things cost money, Charlotte. Like, I think you sort of seem to forget in, like...
I'm fine, it just happened in the sitting room at home.
You're not, though. Like, you won't be, because it needs to be a showcase. It needs to be a thing for you, so...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. I always hear you looking at things going, oh, if that ever happened to me, I'd be so devastated.
No, I said that when I saw a video of someone doing it just in the restaurant. And
that's what I mean. So that's what I'm saying. So you won't be happy with it.
So don't think I want everyone to be looking at us.
No,
like a bit more private moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's hard to do that. Like, and also, like I said to you financially, that it's not cheap. Rings aren't cheap. Like, you know what I mean? It's a cost of living crisis here.
Right, okay, then let's go on the next question, because obviously I didn't get the answer that I wanted. So, do you think we are communicating enough? Do we communicate?
Canel, you never leave me alone. Of course we are. Jesus Christ, go to the shop. How long are you going to be?
Right.
Are you on your way back yet?
Let's end this with the last question. Now, I'm excited to hear your answer. So, Paula's asking you this question.
Come on then, Paula, let's have it.
Jake, where do you see your relationship with Charlotte in 10 years' time?
Oh, I see myself. Do you know where I see it?
Where?
I see happily married. Okay.
Woo-hoo!
Well, obviously, we're going to marry in the next 10 years.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Right. Call me Mrs. Angus.
No, Crosby Angus.
I just think I want to be Mrs. Angus.
No, you've got to be Crosby. You've got one of the most iconic names ever.
I don't think I have.
Charlotte, you have.
Charlotte Angus.
No, it doesn't sound right. Charlotte Crosby Angus is better.
I could make Charlotte Angus iconic.
I'm not doubting that you can't, but I just think it'd be even more iconic with Crosby Angus. Anyway, getting back to me, where I see myself. So I see myself happily married.
Yes.
I do like to say in my head...
How old are we in 10 years' time?
Well, I'll be...
43. I'll be 43.
42. So I would like to say we have three children.
Really?
Three happy, healthy children.
Wow. I'd love to have three children.
I would actually like to say we'll have built our own house, our dream home.
I think so too.
I would like to say it might not be completed, but
it's nearly done.
We're in the process of doing it, whether we're just starting it or whether...
Oh my God, I think we are, can see it.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because that's what we both have always wanted, to build our own house.
Yeah.
Because we're both very house proud with like...
Yeah, we love the house.
Like, you're great with interior and all that sort of stuff. And I just love having a smart, nice, tidy, clean house.
What else then?
In our relationship.
Alba's 10.
Yeah.
Alba's 10 years old.
That's quite scary, that. Do you know what? I think I'd just be quite happy with that. Like, I'm quite, you know how easily pleased I am with things. I think that is just like, you know, where I see myself.
Ugh, right, do you want mine then?
Yeah, fire away.
10 years time. We've got a 10-year-old. We've got a 8-year-old.
I don't think that would work.
We've got an 8-year-old. Surely that works.
And maybe 7.
7-year-old.
Let's see.
We've got a 10-year-old, we've got a 7-year-old. We have also got a...
Got to be 4.
Four.
Yes.
4, 7, and 8. They're good ages, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so we've got a 4, a 7, and an 8-year-old. No, surely not. Yeah. I think I'm, I think I'm pregnant again.
4, 7, and 10.
I think I'm pregnant again.
You're not pregnant.
I am. In 10 years' time.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, I thought you meant now. I'm like, you're not pregnant. You're not pregnant. Yeah, in 10 years. Oh, right, yeah. Maybe.
In 10 years' time. Maybe I'm
really?
Not.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm not. It was a premonition I just had.
Is 43, is that too late or?
Some women still can. So, right, wait a second. Let's just say we've got a 4, a 7, and an 8, and a 10-year-old. Yeah. What lovely times we'll have. It'll be so much fun, won't it?
Oh, God, it'll
and
be
then
wild.
Also, I've just sold Pepper Girls Club, my business. So, like,
ooh.
I'm a multi-millionaire now. Like, I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I could retire, but I don't want to. I want to still work in TV. I'm a presenter for a really funny show, and this show is so funny. Like, everyone just watches it to laugh.
See, you, it's asked, kind of you like, asked me about relationship.
No, no, I'm going to tell you about us next.
Oh.
So it's kind of like Celeb Juice that was like back in the day, but it, like this is the new Celeb
Juice. The Keith Lemon one.
Yeah, and oh, it's the funniest show on TV. It does so well. So I'm sticking in TV for that show. And then me and you were married. We're happily married, but... We are planning out to renew our
vows. Oh my God, I was going to say that.
Really?
Yeah, but I thought, because it's 10 years, that means like we'd have to be married now, and then would that be too short? Like if we got...
No,
we got
it's only been 5 years of marriage, we're renewing our vows.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah, do it whenever you want.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you said that, because I was about to say, and we'll be renewing our vows in like a really lovely, sunny location.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to renew
your
vows.
Oh my God, I thought it had to be like 10 years.
We're going to have a big party. We've got our house. And we're like, whoa. But this is great.
Yeah. Oh, we're on the same wavelength. I love this. We're just made to be together.
I know. We love each other so much, Jake. We're in this 10 years' time. We're still so in love. We're so close. We're so intimate. And other like couples look at us and think, wow, they're so touchy feely. And then the other couples have to go
to
therapy.
Do you know like when we're in like M&S and you're all kissing all over me and hanging off me? Quite like it.
So that's
I've never had like that.
What is it called?
Affection. Public.
PDA is public.
PDA, that's the one, yeah. So it's quite nice to receive.
Oh,
that.
I love to kiss you in public.
Cute.
Right, anyways, that's enough of our couples therapy for today. I'm glad we didn't have an argument throughout it. And maybe we'll do it again one time. Paula, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paula.
You're welcome, guys.
It's always great to see you.
Oh, thank you so much. What an amazing couple. Booking again. That session was £550.
Cost of living crisis.
No, Paula doesn't care about that.
I know. I can tell.
Right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And we love you all so much. And goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte Crosby Always On. Don't forget to give us a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear. Or chuck us a little love heart on Spotify. This is a Nova podcast hosted by me, Charlotte Crosby. Our executive producer is Rachel Hart. Amy Kimball is our producer. Our editor is Adrian Walton. That's all for today. I'll see you back here next month.